The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country. They began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched, it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. In the year 2000, during the World Youth Day in Rome, Cardinal Van Tran from Vietnam, he shared one of his experiences. He was the Bishop of Nha Trang years ago in 1970s, but when the whole Vietnam was collapsed into communist camp, by that time he was the auxiliary bishop of Saigon, because he's a cousin of the president before. So he was captured and put into jail for 13 years. The first days he shared so difficult, because he was kept in the prisons just in his own diocese before he was the head of the diocese. But now he became a prisoner. He couldn't do much. But in his heart, no matter who, have to love the person. So, with this attitude, many of the guards became Catholic inside the prison. He baptized them. They asked for baptism. So, eventually, the head heard about these things. They don't allow the other guards to look after him. Just one guard. So one conversion is good enough. Not to, if everybody goes and everybody converted. That was on the beginning of the story. But for 13 years, he was kept in prison. But his heart always calm and gentle. He managed to say his mass also secretly. He asked his parishioners to send him some medicine. Medicine means the wine. So with the wine, of the little bread they have during breakfast, every morning he celebrates his mass, a few drops of wine in his hand and a few pieces of bread in his right. And he say his mass every day. He keep some of the hosts in his pocket. Evening, 7 to 8, put it out, adoration time. So 7 morning mass, 7 in the evening holy hour. That's how he passed. It's 13 years in peace. So afterwards, so story comes that he was released, and then he went to Rome. He nominated a cardinal and also in charge of the Commission for Justice and Peace. I met him the first time in his own diocese in 1975 as a bishop of Nha Trang. Years later, I met him from Taiwan. He went there for the meeting before the Commission of Justice and Peace. I met him there. I see the same face, the same gentleness. So martyrdom is not something very difficult if you have the trust in the Lord. As a matter of fact, our daily life is a kind of martyrdom. You lose yourself, you lose your life for others. Of course, nobody kill you. But at times, it's killing you. The attitude of people, how people reacting, all these things is not pleasant. But if with love, you can overcome. So we ask these martyrs to intercede for us, to always be ready to do the best way, the will of God the Father.